Question number 458. Is there a verse other than 1 John 5:7 that we can use? And then the email was, I know we can use 1 John 5:7 to prove that there are three separate gods in heaven and not just one as the Trinity teaches in a very stealthy manner by claiming three when they really only mean one. But those that come against God's word to declare this verse in 1 John should be removed, and sometimes no matter what we say to prove the verse was actually in the earlier Bibles, proving Rome lied, is there any other passage in the Word of God that we can use that is just as blunt? Well, the answer is, yes, there is. If we look in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, we find there are things the Father does that the Son does not. There are things that the Spirit does that the Father or the Son does not, and so on and so forth. Yet all three are in one accord, or in agreement, as the Bible proves quite often. I mean, the truth is, we need all three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to be in one accord for our salvation. And if the one you seek to help escape confusion via the wolves declaring that 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7 is somehow not to be believed or ripped out of the Bible, you can then share with them the truth as it is penned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. Verse 4 says, Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Verse 5 says, There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Verse 6 says, And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God, which worketh all in all. And so there you have it. Three different aspects of the Godhead are clearly described with three different offices to perform. And all three glorify the Father, which worketh all in all, as verse 6 just declared. Christians need to dwell on that which has been made known to us by the Father in His Word, and ignore that which He has not made known to us through His Word. For example, Deuteronomy 29:29. It says, The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. The fact is this, He is all-knowing, is He not? And so if He chose to keep certain things from us, there must be a reason. And if He hid these things as we travel through life with dark glasses, you can rest assured they are indeed past finding out. Romans 11 verse 33 says, Oh, the depth of the riches of both the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. I mean, besides, if He truly wants us to know certain secrets, He will do so when we are better able to understand them without an evil influence at the ready to confuse us. Perhaps we shall learn such secrets in heaven when we don't have all the temptations that are designed to pull our focus off God, thereby clouding our understanding. And so I hope and pray that you were blessed by what was shared this Sabbath day.